We are beginning the shir in Siman Kuf Chaf Beis. We were in the middle of Sif Aleph. Just to review what we had said, we are now on page 292, the very top line. The Mechaber had told us that when it comes to the end of Shmon Esrei, that if one wants to be mafsik to answer Kaddish Kedusha between Shmon Esrei and Yul Ratzon, he cannot. The Mechaber holds that you must say Yul Ratzon right after you finish HaMavarech Es Amo Yisrael Bashalom. Because he says that Yul Ratzon is included in the tefillah, it's part of the tefillah. But after Yul Ratzon, before you say the Shaar Tachanunim, then the Mechaber said you are able to answer other things. And as we saw in the Mishabura, you're able to answer any Amen. The Mechaber picks up on 292 and says, Umiyo, however, Haragil Lomer Tachanunim Achar Tefilaso, one who normally says Elokai Netzor or other Tachanunim after he finishes his tefillah, in Hischila Shlatzibur L'Sadr Tefilaso, if the Chazan started to do Chazar Sashatz, V'Higia L'Kaddish O L'Kedusha, Mekatzer V'Ola. So even though the Mechaber says that after you said Yul Ratzon, you are allowed to answer, however, one should be very quickly taking his steps back, and only then answering to Kaddish and Kedusha. The in low kitzer, but if he was unable to quickly take his steps back, yochol lahafsik, he's able to interrupt to answer. Kederach shemafsik bivrachos shel kriyashma afilu beemza. Just like he's able to answer for Kaddish and Kedusha during birchos kriyashma. So we're going to pick up in the Mishabura in Sifkaton Hey, where he says, Gamze Mayri HaMechaber B'Shekfar Omar Yul Ratzon. Even this is talking about in the Mechaber after he said Yul Ratzon. D'i Lav Hochi Lo Hoya HaMechaber Mekel. Because if not for the fact that he said Yul Ratzon already, the Mechaber would never be Mekel. Like we saw in the beginning of the Sif, the Hus Yurle, because the Mechaber holds, the B'chol Gavni Ein Lahasik Kodim Yul Ratzon. That in any scenario, you're not allowed to be mafsik before Yul Ratzon. V'hai umihu, and this at the Mechaber starts off the sentence with the word umihu, asof dvarov de mekatzer va'ola koi. It's going on the end of his words where he's talking about quickly taking the steps back and ending Gishmon Esrei. For Ratzalomer, he means to say, the afagav sha'omer mitchila de bein Yul Ratzon l'shar tachanunim shapir dami lahafsik. Even though the Mechaber said that after you said Yul Ratzon, before you say the Tachanunim, you are allowed to be mafsik. Mikol mokom im yochol lekatzer kedei lakor raglov adetvei. If you are able to quickly take your steps back first before you answer, that is better. The afal pi sha'amar Yul Ratzon, even though l'maisa you said Yul Ratzon already, mikol mokom in any case kozman shelo posa havei ka'om lefnei ha'melech. So long that you didn't take your steps back, it's still ke'ilu you're standing in front of the king. And if you look at note number 10, he points out, Ulachar Shepasa, Kosta Vagon Rechayim Kinevsky, Shevada Yoser Tov Shekodim Sheomer Dvarim Shepekedusha Yomer Oser Shalom. So Rechayim Kinevsky adds on that besides the way the Mishabur is explaining the Mechaber, that before you answer anything, it's best to take your three steps back, Rechayim Kinevsky adds, you should also try to say Oser Shalom B'Meromov, which you normally take when you take your steps back, even to say that before you actually answer to Kaddish and Kedusha. If you look at the second paragraph of note 11, he writes, Ule'ina shocheach yalav yavo betfilah shmona esrei. In terms of someone who forgot to say yalav yavo in shmona esrei, where the Shulchan Aruch tells us later on, shim saim es tfilaso choz l'rosh ha'tfilah, where the halach is, if you finish shmona esrei, and you didn't say it, you have to go back to the beginning of davening. So Kosova Shar Tzion Sham, the Shar Tzion says over there, Shim Darko Lomer Yuluratzon Pam Shnia Acharei Tachanunim Vadayin Lo Omro. If you normally say a second Yuluratzon after Elokai Netzor and you did not yet say the second one, Nechshav Kimi Shelo Saimes HaTfila, it's Ke'ilu, you didn't finish your davening yet. Kevin Shigam Yuluratzon Hu Bechal Tachanunim, since the Yuluratzon is also part of the Tachanunim, and therefore it comes out that if you didn't say the second Yuluratzon, you would be able to go back to Ritzei, you would not have to go back all the way to the beginning of Shmona Esrei. The Mishabura continues in Sivkotun Vav and says, Mekatzev Ole, Dahainu Shemafsik Beemsa Tachanunim Uposel Acharov. Again, you're in the middle of your Tachanunim, you want to answer the Kaddish or Kedusha, so he said you should quickly try to take your steps back. So it means to say, says the Mishra, you should be mafsik in the middle of your tachanunim to take your steps back. The ein chova lomar tachanunim b'chopam, because there is no chiyav to say tachanunim each tefillah. The im ein lo shehus lifsoa v'lo omar yul ratzon kodem elokai netzor. And if you didn't have a chance to take your three steps back, and you also did not say yul ratzon before elokai netzor, which you should have according to the Mechaber, tov sheyomer ato yul ratzon kodem shi'ana imohem. It's best to say Yul Ratzon now before you answer Kaddish and Kedusha. If If you look at note number 12, he points out, V'chein im kibduhu liftoach es aron hakodesh o kra'u lalos latorah. So too one who's in the middle of a lokai netzor, and he gets called up to open the aron, or he gets called up for an aliyah. So we learned earlier in the Mishabura, sheyachol liftoach es aron hakodesh o lalos latorah, that one could go do psicha or get an aliyah in the middle. The host of the Mishabura adds on, Shinirish Yeshloma Tchilo Yularatsum, that it's best to say Yularatsum before you go and do psicha or get an aliyah when you're middle of a kain etzor. Vagonor Chaim Kinyaski Kosav She'enu Tzarech La'achar Mikain Lachzor Lumakomo Kedelosoas Lagimel Psios. And Chaim Kinyaski told us then, and we bring it over here as well, that if a person did leave his place to go do psicha or to get an aliyah, he does not have to return to his original place to take his 3 steps back. Rather, he can take the 3 steps back in the place that he's found after he finishes his psicha or his aliyah. And in note number 13, he writes, "Vim shochach lomer yalav yovo." And if one forgot yalav yovo, shadin hu shim sayim es tfiloso chozer l'rosh tfilo, where the halacha is, like we just mentioned, that if you finish one esrei and you forgot yalav yovo, you have to go back to the beginning of davening. V'omed be lokai netzur, and you're standing in the middle of lokai netzur, v'igia hashatz l'kadosh lo kedusha, and the shalat zibur got the kadosh and kedusha, so the shalosh and shuva sholom eishiv says shelo yaneh, that if you forgot yalav yovo and you're in the middle of lokai netzur and you want to just go back to it, say you should not answer kadosh and kedusha now. And so too writes Rav Osner, shekein im yaneh, because if you're gonna answer harezu hochocha sheisiyot daito me'atvila. By answering Kaddish or Kedusha in the middle of Lokai Netzur, you're showing that your mind is off Tefillah. And then, V'lo yuchal lachzor l'ritzei, and then by forgetting Yalav Yavo, it won't be considered like you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, that you can go back only to Ritzei. Elo t'chilas ha'tefillah. So therefore, by answering Kaddish and Kedusha in the middle of Lokai Netzur, you're showing that your Tefillah is over, and that will now require you to go back to the beginning of Davening and no longer back to Ritzei. V'afilu shelo omer adayin yularatzon, even if you didn't yet say yularatzon. That is the Chiddush of the Shalom Eishiv and Rav Osner. V'chein hora ha-chazunish, sha'asur lo-lanos. And so too passes the chazunish that one should not answer. But he gives a different reason. He says, mitam acher, she'kevan she'tzarech lachzor l'ritzei, since you're required right now to go back to Ritzei for yalav yavo that you forgot, nechshav akol ketfilah achas, it's all considered one tefillah, va'asur l'hafzik ba, it's like you're in the middle of davening and you can't be mafzik. On the other hand, Rav Moshe argues and he says, Sheyochol lanos v'lachzor l'achar mikein l'ritzei. He says, no, you could answer in the middle of Elkai Netzor to Kaddish and Kedusha, and you could still go back afterwards to Ritzei. V'hosef, and he adds on, Shedinze hu af l'das ha-shulchan aruch kan, shekosav shekodim shemafsik l'dvarim shebekdusha olav lomer yulurotzon. This is even going according to the Mechaber, who taught us that before you're mafsik for Kaddish and Kedusha, you say yulurotzon. V'chein kosa v'gona shomaz amara orbach as well b'shem agodol miminsk achosef shaladai telo yana. However, he held, or shomaz amara held, that one should not answer. Continues the mechaber in Sif Beis, ein nochon lomar tachanunim kodem yularatzon. Again, it's the mechaber according to his shita that told us in the last sif that you say yularatzon right after you finish shmona esrei before you say the tachanunim. Here, the mechaber tells us again it's inappropriate to say tachanunim before yularatzon. Elo rather achar siyum shmona esrei miyad yomar yularatzon. Immediately when you finish shmona esrei, hamavarach asamo yisrael bashalom, you should say yularatzon right away. If you want to then go and say Yularatzon after the Tachanunim or after Lokai Netzur, then you could do it. We saw in the last year that the Mishabura said that that's the best way to do it, to in fact say Yularatzon before the Tachanunim and to say it again after the Tachanunim. Says the Mishabura in Sivkotan Zayin, Ein Nochon, we said in the Mechaber it's inappropriate to say Tachanunim before Yularatzon. Ayin bebeis Yosef v'darchei Moshe shekosvu, d'midina ein iser. They say that me'ikra then there is no iser, even according to the Mechaber. D'lochomer kodem yularatzon mebircha shomei atfila. It's no more strict before yularatzon than it is in the middle of the bracha shomei atfila. D'kaim lomael besimin kuf yutes, where we paskin in simin kuf yutes, d'yachol lishol bo kol tzrachav, that you could ask in shomei atfila for all your needs. So even though you're really allowed to say it before the Yularatzon, however, it is appropriate to say Yularatzon first. But it would be okay to add in Bakashos even before you say the Yularatzon, but not the best way to do it. Sifkatan Ches Yomer Yularatzon, Kosta Beseder Hayom Yularatzon Hu Mesugo Lakame Inyonim. There's a big Inyan in saying Yularatzon Tchiloso Yud Vesofo Yud. First of all, it starts with a Yud and ends with a Yud, which is very Choshev. Vetevos of Yud, there are 10 words. Vasara Yudin, and the letter Yud appears 10 times in that Pasuk. V'yeshbo mem beis osios, and it has 42 letters. V'sodo sod gadol, and its secret is a great secret. L'chein tzarech la'omro benachas u'lechavein. Therefore, one should say the pasuk of Yilaratzon slowly and with great kavano. U'moil harbe l'kabel tfilosov lo yoshev reikam. And that statement, that saying of Yilaratzon helps in a major way for your tefillah to be niskabel and that it should not be returned empty. Kosav achai adam l'chai adam writes, Nochon v'roi l'chol adam l'espalel b'chol yom b'yichur al tzrochov u'farnesoso. It is befitting and proper for every person to daven every day for his needs and for his parnasa. V'shelo yomush ha-Torah mipiv v'zaro v'zerazaro. And the Torah should not leave his mouth, his children's mouth, or his grandchildren's mouth. V'sheyu kol yotzei chalotzav ovdei Hashem be'emes, and that all his offspring should be servants of Hashem in truth. V'shelo yimtza chas v'shalom psul b'zaro. There should be no psul found in his offspring. V'chol ma sheyodea b'libo shetzarach lo. In addition to anything else that he knows in his heart that he needs, he should daven for. V'im enu yodea l'daber tzachos b'loshon ha-kodesh. And if he's not able to say it clearly in loshon ha-kodesh, yomrenu af b'loshon ashkenaz. He could even ask these things from Hashem in any language that he knows. Rak sheyia mikiros libo. It just should be from the depths of his heart. V'tov yoseh l'kboa tfilos al kol ha'inyonim hatzrichim lo achar shesiyim kol ha'shmona esrei. It's better to place the tfilah for all the individual needs that you need at the end of shmona esrei, milakavah mebircha shomea tfilah, rather than to place them in the bracha shomea tfilah. Kedei shekeshe yitztarech lanos kadosh kedusha yeyuchol lanos achar amiraso yulurotzim l'kuyamo. That way, if it comes time to answer Kaddish and Kedusha, if you're at the end of Shmoneh Esrei in this section of the Tachanunim, you could just say Yulurotzon and answer everything. Masha Inkin, if you delay your Shmoneh Esrei by putting in your personal Bakashos in the section of Shemaya Tefillah, then you're going to miss out possibly on answering Kaddish and Kedusha. Of course, you could be silent when the Chazan is up to it, and you could be Yotzi through Shemaya Kona, but we already saw a few times that there's a bigger inyan to actually say it yourself than to be Yotzi with the Chazan through Shomea Ka'ona. Let's look quickly at note 14. He tells us that earlier we learned, we added on, Shetomet tia shkura tfilas ha'av v'ho'im al habonim, that we said earlier that it should be a constant tfila by the father and the mother about their children, sheyulom de Torah, that they should be learning Torah, v'tzadikim u'balimidos, v'yichavnu ma'od bebirachas avarabah, and the three places that we said specifically one should have this tfila in their minds is during the bracha of Ava Rabba, or bebirchas haTorah b'shoah she'omer v'niyah anachnu v'tzetzeinu. Number two is in birchas haTorah when you say the words that we and our offspring, etc. V'chenke she'omerim be'uvah l'tzion l'man lo nigo l'orik v'lo nevela be'ala. Also, towards the end of uvah l'tzion, when we say that phrase, we should have in all these three places kavana that our children should be lomdei Torah, tzadikim, and balei midos. And in note 15 he writes, Uskula shelo yishkach eshmo la'asid lavo. Iskula, that one should remember his name in the next world. So the Chafetz Chaim writes in Shmiras HaLashon, and it's brought down in the Elia Rabbah, and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Shekodem yu l'ratzon shebesof alokai netzor, that before the second yu l'ratzon at the end of alokai netzor, Nogu lomar pasuk me'atanach, the minog is to say a pasuk from Tanach, Hamaschil ba'os, Kaschola shmo, that starts in the letter that one's name starts with, Umasayim ba'oshes kasiyim shmo. And the pasuk ends in the letter that his name ends with. And these are listed in many siddurim in the back of the siddur. They bring down different psukim to help a person find a pasuk that's appropriate to his name. V'haderes v'adas Torah kosvu b'shem hago al Rashi in Micha. Al pasuk v'soshia yireh shmecha, shekomi sheomer kol yom pasuk shemaschil u'mistayim kishmo, ha-Torah matzilaso migehenim. What an additional schus that if one says every day a pasuk that starts and ends like his name, so the Torah will save him from Gehenim. So that's obviously a big inyan to say these psukim that are brought down in many siddurim to help a person find a pasuk with his name that starts with the same letter as his name and ends with the same letter as his name. Let's go to Sif Gimel. Harogil lomar arba dvarim elu zocha u'mekabo pnei shechina. One who always and consistently says the following four things, he's zocha and he's able to mekabo the face of the shechina. And that is at the end of Shmoneh Esrei, asei l'man shmecha, asei l'man yiminecha, asei l'man tarasecha, asei l'man kedushasecha. The Ashkenazi Siddurim have the last two phrases switched around. They have asei l'man kedushasecha before asei l'man tarasecha. But those four things is a big schus to be able to makabel pnei shechina. Let's begin the next simon, simon kuf chof gimel. Says the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, Koreya uposeya shalosh psios la'acharov dekriya achas. When one finishes Shmona Esrei, he should bow, and during the bow, he should take three steps back. V'achar sheposa shalosh psios. And after he takes the three steps back, ba'odo koreya, while he's still bent over, kodim sheyisko, before he stands upright, kishiyomar osa shalom b'miromov, when he says the words, osa shalom b'miromov, hofech panav letzad smolo, he should turn his face in his bow to the left side. Kishiyomar huyasa shalom aleinu, when he says those words, hofech panav letzad yamino, he should turn his face to the right. V'achakach yishtachev elofonov ke'ever anifto me'rabo, and afterwards he should bow forward like a servant that's taking leave of his master. Says the Rama, V'nogu lomar achakach yihiratzon sheyabonav eis hamikdash. The minhag is to say afterward, osa shalom, the thing that we say, the tefillah that we say about the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, ki ha'tefillah b'mekom ha'avoda, because tefillah nowadays in the place of the avoda of the Beis HaMikdash, v'lochein mevakshim ala mikdash shenucho lasos avoda mamish. And therefore, at the end of tefillah, we are davening that we should be zoche to have the Beis HaMikdash rebuilt, and we could do the avoda mamish in the proper way without having the tefillah just representing the avoda. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Aleph, Koreya uposeya. We said you bow and you take the steps back. Ke'eved anita me'rabo, like a servant taking leave of his master. V'shir ha'kriya kfar kasavti le'el b'simin kufya gimel b'bir halacha shu'kadei she'espakaku kol chul yosef she'beshidra. The amount that one should bow over, we learned earlier in the bir halacha, is the same amount that one should bow over when he's saying modim, or he's bowing at any time when he's supposed to bow, and that is till the vertebrae stick out from his spine as he bends over. Achakach matzasi b'simin zeh she'ken kosav el yirabah b'shem tzeda l'derach. Afterwards I saw that el yirabah says the same thing, b'shem tzeda l'derach. Shalosh psios, we said you should take three steps back. I am the Beis Yosef kama ta'omim. Look in the Beis Yosef where he brings many reasons, but the Mishnah will bring us one other reason. V'od kosvu tam, another reason they bring down for taking three steps back. Mishum do amru chazal, because chazal tell us to b'schus gimu psios sherot nevuchanetzar l'chvod Hashem yizbarach, that b'schus the three steps and nevuchanetzar ran for the honor of Hashem, zocha lahachriv Beis HaMikdash, he was zocha to be able to succeed in his mission of destroying the Beis HaMikdash. V'lachin anu posim gimu psios, therefore we also take three steps back, u'mispalin sheyibana Beis HaMikdash, and through those three steps back, we then daven for the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash to try to overturn the three steps that nevuchanetzar took l'kavod Hashem. Sifkoton gimel v'achar shaposa, after you take the three steps back, v'lo ka'osan sha'omrim osa shalom ba'ot shaposim. Not like those who, while they're in the middle of taking the three steps back, they're already saying osa shalom. That's incorrect. De'inochon lasos chen. That is not correct way to do it. V'chein hadin ba'osa shalom de kaddish. And so too, when one is saying kaddish, he should take the three steps back before he starts saying osa shalom b'mimromov. Sifkoton dalet, letzad smo, we said you first turn your head to the left side. When someone is davening, so he views it as if the Shechina is across from him. The left of the person is the right of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore you first turn to the left, which is Hashem's right. Sifkatan Hei says, Shalom Aleinu, Delo Kea Omrim Aleinu V'Al Kol Yisrael. Not like those who put together the words Aleinu V'Al Kol Yisrael. Elo, rather, V'al Kol Yisrael Yomer K'mishtachav Elefonov. You say the words V'al Kol Yisrael already when you're bowing towards the front, not when you're still turned towards the right. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Sif Beis, B'mokom Shekolu Shalos Psios, in the place where you end up after taking your three steps back, Yamod, you should stand there, V'lo Yasser L'mokomo, and you should not return back to your place, Ad Sheyagia Shliat Tzibur L'Kedusha, until the Shliat Tzibur gets up to Kedusha, or at the very least, until the chazan starts the repetition of Shmona Esrei. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkoton Vav, Yamod, you should stand in your place after you took your three steps back, V'yachavin raglov kimo batfilo k'sha'omer osa shalom, and you should keep your feet together when you say osa shalom, just like you do during Shmona Esrei, mipnei shemata atzmo letzad shechina, because that's when you're turning your head towards the shechina. V'lo yachzor, we said you shouldn't return to your place until the chazan is up to Kedusha, or at the very least starts Chazar Sashatz. Sifkatan Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, Shem Chozer Miyad, if you return to your place immediately, Dome L'Talmud Shenifta Me'rabo, you give the appearance of a student taking leave of his master. Upasa La'achora V'Chozer Miyad, he takes his steps back, and he returns right away. Shesofo Mochiach Al Triloso Shelo Pasa La'acharov K'dei Li'Potter Mimenu. his end is revealing on his beginning that he never really took his steps back to take leave of his master. For whom Maguna, and that's disgraceful. But if you wait back in your place till the chazan gets the kedusha, or al koponim lahascholas tefilas hashatz, or at least till the chazan starts chazars hashatz, nirul akol shechozeh b'shvila kedusha, then it appears to everyone that you're just returning back to your place for kedusha, ulechavin l'mashi omer hashatz, or to be mechavin for that which the chazan is saying in chazars hashatz. Now, in the back of the sefer, in note number 5, he points out that even though we said you should return to your place when it's time to say kedusha or Chazar Hashatz by Mariv, we know there's no kedusha, there's no Chazar Hashatz. So note number 5 in the back of the Sefer on page 35, he points out by Tfilas Arvav, Shlomo Zalman says, Sheyamtina Tchilas HaKadosh, you should wait back until the Chazan starts Kaddish, and on Leil Shabbos, you should wait until the Chazan starts Vayachulu. Ach, in Hischil, Kfar Lomar Vayachulu, B'mokom Shaposa, but if you already start saying Vayachulu while you were back, it's better to wait till you finish saying it, and not to be taking your 3 steps up while you're still in the middle of saying Vayachulu. Says the Mishabura Vaiter in Sifkoton Ches, we said you should not go back to your place until the Chazan gets to Kedusha. Pirish. Im Rotza Lachzor L'Mekomo Eino Rashai Ad. If you want to go back to your place, you're not allowed to until Kedusha or Chazar Shashatz. Aval Im Rotza, but if you want, O Meit Sham, you could stay in the place where you took your 3 steps back. The Eino Chozor L'Mekomo Klal. You don't have to take your steps forward at all. You could just stay back there. The Kosav HaMagen Avram de Lefima Shehevi BeBeis Yosef. The Magen Avram says that according to what the Beis Yosef brings down, the Yesh Omrim de Ba'inan Shisha Psios, some say you actually require 6 steps. The Hainu Gimel Achorav, that is 3 steps back. The Gimel Beshuvu L'Makomo, and 3 when you're moving 3 steps forward. Imkein, if so, Al Korachoch Tzarech Lachzor L'Makomo BeGimel Psios L'Fonov. So then, according to that, you wouldn't be able to rely on what we just said to stay back if you want, but you would have to actually take your 3 steps forward. In note number 6, he points out from Ruchan Kanievsky that which some people have a minog, when they take their 3 steps forward, they move up on their feet like they do during Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Ruchan Kanievsky says, Shelo shoma sheyesh mekor lazeh. He never heard of any source for going up on your toes after you take your 3 steps forward at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. The Mishabura continues and says, Mitam Zen, for this reason that some say there's an Indian in taking 6 steps, Bedafka, Ktsas Makpidim Shlo Yavor Odom Lifnehem, some have a Akpada that no one should walk in front of them, Ba'od Sha'omdim Makum Shaposa, while they're back, after the 3 steps back, they're Makpid that no one should walk in front of them before they take the 3 steps up, Shlo Yavsik Ze Ben Shisha Psiosehem. So there should be no Hefsik and no interruption between the first 3 steps and the last 3 steps, that it should be 6 continuous steps. Aval mikom makom ayidei kpeidasam toim. But sometimes, through their kpeida that no one should walk in front of them, they end up making a mistake. Why? Shekesheroa misherotze lavu lefneihem, when they see someone that wants to walk by in front of them, hey memarim lachzor lemakomam. So they rush to go back to their place, so they don't have an interruption between their 6 steps. Kodem shigaskel hashatz atfila, and they take their steps back up too early before the chazan starts chazar shashatz, to whom ikradin. That's mikradin. So says the Mishabur, it's more important that a person should not take his steps forward until Kedusha, or at least Chazar Shashatz, even if someone's going to walk in front of him while he is back. So it's better to have someone walk in front of you and not have your 6 steps without a hefsek, than to make your 6 steps without the hefsek and moving up too early. Because moving up too early is a problem with Ikar Adin. And says the Mishabura in Sifkoton Tes, on that which the Mechaber said that you should wait till the Chazan gets the Kedusha, v'imherich b'tfiloso. And if he had a lengthy tefillah, the yachid had a lengthy tefillah, ube'esha pasa gi'a shatz kedusha, and right when he gets back his 3 steps, the chazan's already starting kedusha right away, yachal lachzor tekef l'makom lomar kedusha. You can take your 3 steps up right away and go right into kedusha. The after ma'ril haya noheg, even though the Maharil had the custom that when he finished Shemoneh Esrei and the Chazan got up to Tachanun, he would remain in his place where he took his 3 steps back. And he would say Tachanun in the place where he was 3 steps back. He didn't return right away to his place. So we're saying over here that if you take it 3 steps back and the chazan is about to go to Kedusha, so go right up, take your 3 steps forward right away to get to Kedusha. Even though we see the Ma'aril, when he took his 3 steps back and the chazan got to Tachanun, he just said Tachanun with the Tzibur when he was his 3 steps back. Says the Mishabura, Kedusha Shiny. Kedusha is different. Shetov Yoser lo Omra b'mekomo komo shar kal. There's an inyan to say Kedusha back in your regular place when the kal is saying it, and therefore, even though the Maril did not take us three steps up to say Tachlun in his original place, there is an inyan to do it for Kedusha. And in note number 8, he points out in the back of the Sefer, Achim Saim Shmona Esrei Kishashatz Be'emtza Kaddish. But this din is only by Kedusha that you want to take the three steps back right away to get Kedusha in the place. But when it comes to Kaddish, Ruchan Kriyevsky says that's not the case. She'eno tzarach lachzor miyad l'mekomo amanas lomar shal amein yeheshei rabba. You don't have to rush your three steps forward in order to get with the chazan to say amein yeheshei rabba. Kevan she'dafka Kedusha yesh din lomar b'mekomo. It's dafka Kedusha that has a specific din to say it in the proper place where you daven. V'ayin l'kamon, back to the Mishabu, the last line on 292. V'ayin l'kamon, simen kuf lamed aleph, sebeiz l'inyan nefilas hapayim ha-shekosav shabim mishabura. And if you look at note number 9, he says, shekosav shabim mishabura, says over there, l'gabit hachnun, she'im lo hispik lahamtin kodim nefilas hapayim k'shehilot ha-adamos. If you took your three steps back and you did not get a chance to wait there, the time it takes to save for Amos before the Tzibur got in the Filas Apayim, Yomar Tachlin B'Mokom Shepasa, you should say Tachlin in the place where you took your steps back, V'afilu B'Amida, even if in that place the only way you can say Tachlin is standing up, you would do in the Filas Apayim in a standing position in order to remain there for the time it takes to walk down Amos. The only exception to that is Kedusha, that even if it's a shorter time and you took your steps back, you would right away go forward in order to say Kedusha in your original place where you daven Shmoneh Esrei. We will stop here, and Mitzvah Hashem, next time, we'll continue with the Ramah in Sif Beis.